Hey Soul Fam, welcome to the show. My name is Elena and thank you for joining me. This is my very first episode for this show. I host on the Tarot Coven podcast with other amazing people. So if you follow me there and now you're joining me here, thank you for the continued support. If you're new to the show, welcome everyone. I welcome everybody. This is a non-judgmental space full of love, like seriously, trust me. If you know, you know. So I just have to say that I'm not a professional at none of this. I am not a professional at editing or none of that shit. I'm just down to earth, chill as fuck. I'm a tarot reader and I am a podcast host. I am a Reiki healer. I also communicate with animals, spirit, and I am just here on my journey. It's my own journey, as is yours. We cannot compare it to one another. It's beautiful on its own and it's authentic. And so for this first episode, I wanted to just kind of introduce who I am, so that you can get to know me, and then I can drop down my contact info down in the show notes and we can get to know each other and we can chill, we can vibe, and then we can get to know each other and our rituals and what we're into, and we can get witching together. So I'm so excited to start this podcast journey. It's something that I've always wanted to do for a really long fucking time, and there's been so many reasons why I haven't ventured off and done it, and it would probably take a while to explain it to you all, but the majority of it is fear and imposter syndrome. And I know that that's something that I can relate to a lot of people, and I have been relating to a lot of people on Instagram about it. And it sucks because I feel like fear and imposter syndrome holds us back from so much. So I just wanted to share my journey on it and what the things that I do to get through it, and connect with people and hope that I can help someone and inspire others. And I truly believe that being authentic is key, and loving, and trying to be as loving and understanding as possible and just continue to work on yourself is just part of life. And it's just, for me, it's been helpful. And this is just the place where you can be authentic, like you can be comfortable being you and not feel judged or anything, and that's just the vibe that I bring. So who am I? Well, I am a mother, I am a sister, a healthcare worker, I am a daughter, an aunt, a soulmate, I'm a best friend. I'm your podcast homie. Like I said, I've been reading tarot now for, gosh, I don't even know anymore, but maybe been a year and a half, 2 years. I also love to read oracle cards. I'm not a professional. Again, I believe in just learning and connecting with other readers and getting their perspectives, because everyone is so unique in reading, and it's just fascinating to get to just hear them read. And so I always recommend to get readings from other people when you can, or just even watch them and support them on YouTube or whatever platforms that you can, because it's just amazing to see. And that's another reason why I like to have platforms like podcasting and Instagram, because you can connect with other amazing people and help support each other and help each other grow, because that's what it takes, is just love and support. One share, one like, a comment, a save, it's free. F-R-E-E. No te cuesta ni un centavo. Okay? It's cheap. It's cheap as fuck to support someone, okay? So get off your ass and support your people. And I'm not saying that for me, but this just goes in general, anyways. I wanted to get into like where I come from, and my roots. Well, I was born and raised in California I'm on the west side. I grew up in the Bay Area. That's where I live now and where I work. I come from two Salvadorian parents, some badass immigrants. You know, they came to this country, did their shit, and I'm proud of them because they've established themselves. And, you know, I come from a big family, so I'm blessed. I honestly can't complain. I am a mother, and so I'm pretty sure you're gonna hear noises in the background. I have a dog and cats, so you're gonna hear pets. And honest to God, there's a motherfucking coyote outside that I'm hearing right now. You know what? You're gonna hear turkeys, birds, and possums, and raccoons and shit. Okay, I live in little hills. Okay, so we get a little bit of wildlife. So it's so fucking funny. Anyways, and you're gonna get cussing because I'm an adult and I'm a Sagittarius and I like to do whatever the fuck I want. Just how I encourage you all to do whatever the f you want, as long as you're not killing, hurting, or yeah, doing wrong. So what got me into magic? God, magic is like, it means so many different things to so many different people, but what got me really into it, honestly, like into the unknown and into the supernatural, is horror movies, to be honest. Like that scary stuff, like hearing stories about people getting possessed, and even watching movies like The Exorcist. Nightmare on Elm Street is my shit. If you didn't know, now you know. If you follow me on the gram, you already know. If you know me in real life, bitch, you best to know. Okay? Disrespectful if you don't. But real talk, that's pretty much what it is. It's just like that rush that I got when I was a kid, knowing that that stuff exists, knowing that, like, I just knew as a kid that there were people in this life that were out there doing some rituals, lighting some candles, channeling spirits, and they were okay. Like, I just knew that in my gut. I just knew that shit in my gut. And is it a Sag thing? Maybe. Is it me just knowing because, you know, us badass witches know? Yeah, probably. But I want to say, like, I've always just, as a kid, picked up random ass energies, and just if someone had, you know, shitty energies around me, like, I would know. I just wouldn't understand why I wasn't vibing with someone as I first met them. And I was a kid, like, just not vibing with people who I should be vibing with. And I have people in my life, telling me, oh, this is so-and-so, and they're this part in your family, and you're just looking like, nah, I'm cool. I'm fucking cool. Like, I'll be cordial because you're so-and-so, but nah, back up. And you gotta follow that. You know, you don't have to be disrespectful, unless they are disrespectful to you, but, you know, but I always say, watch where you put your energy, you know? But anyways, I want to say about age of 14. Yeah, 14, I was in Los Angeles, and at that time there were these like callejones. I think that's what it was called. I could be wrong. Like the fashion district where they sell like a bunch of clothes and shoes, and you can bargain, and they sell all kinds of shit. But there was this woman, this elderly little like Hispanic woman, and she just pulled me over to her stand, and she had all this jewelry and crystals, and I was immediately drawn in. I did not want to leave. And then she told me all about rose quartz and how I needed that stone, that was going to be my stone. I'm getting chilled right now thinking about that memory. And then she also showed me tiger's eye, but she really emphasized on the rose quartz. Till this day, those are my two of my, like, they're on my top list of crystals. And I love crystals. I think crystals was really the first thing that got me into witchery and just being cool and being different. And shows like Gem and like the witchy duck woman in DuckTales, and like the witches in the Disney movies. I wasn't really a Disney movie or family movie kind of person. I think the most family type movie that my parents and I watched with my siblings were maybe the Home Alone. Yeah, were the Home Alone movies, and maybe watched a couple other family movies like the Goonies. But My mom, she was into horror movies and action and suspense, and she would be like, look, this is scary. If you want to watch, cool, but don't keep me up at night. Like, you know what's up, you know it's scary, so you can go to your room and go play. Well, I'm gonna watch, okay? If adults telling me, yeah, I can, hell to the yeah, I'm gonna watch. So that's how I kind of got into it, because I started to watch movies like The Exorcist and seeing things like a Ouija board. And then I would see movies with pendulums and candle magic. And then there were movies like The Craft. And so, duh, of course I'm gonna get into this shit. So, yeah, that's pretty much how I started to get into it. But because, you know, growing up in this kind of household, like a Latino household, you know, my parents grew up Catholic, it was not allowed in our house. And I remember growing up, one of my siblings brought a Ouija board in, and I think I was 9 at the time when I found it. So I didn't really understand how to play with it. I just knew it was forbidden to have in the house. So my mom found it and freaked the fuck out. And oh my god, I mean, like, I'm gonna eventually talk about her story in a different episode, because I think it's freaking amazing. No, well, not amazing, but it's a cool horror, a cool scary story to hear. But she was haunted by real life demons growing where she grew up in El Salvador, so that's why she was tripping. Rightfully so. So, I tried to bring back tarot cards into my life, because I did get a deck about 15, but my mom also found that and I just kind of let it go. And at that time, there wasn't a social media platform. There wasn't internet. Like, it was hard to get internet. There wasn't access to tarot books. Like, there wasn't a community where you can reach out to. There wasn't people that I felt comfortable to reach out to, so I had to let it go. I tried to pick it back up when I was maybe 20, in my 20s, and God, I'm gonna give away my age, but it's all good, because, you know, but it is what it is. But it just, again, there wasn't a group of people or one person or two people that I could really connect with to learn it. But now, hey, I got my soul tribe, and it's going to continue to grow as you're going to continue to grow your soul tribe and find the people that resonate with you. It doesn't have to be tarot, but it's going to be whatever resonates with you is going to resonate with them. And I strongly feel like you will attract your vibe. The vibe that you put out is the vibe that you're going to attract. But so my mom, you know, even till this day, she is accepting of this and everything, of course, and she's been supportive of it, which I'm very grateful for. But she always reminds me, you know, you're connecting with these energies, with these spirits, you gotta always protect yourself. And that is something that I always am trying to be mindful of, for sure. And in later, you know, episodes, I do plan on talking about some of my rituals, some of the things I do to protect myself, how some of the things I do before and after I do tarot readings and give out energy healing. So, you know, if that's something that you're totally interested in hearing my thoughts on and my ideas and perspectives on, I would love to hear that. I'm going to link my information down into the show notes. Whew. So, that was a lot. Gotta take a breath. I can breathe. Remember that? I think that was George Lopez. I can breathe. But getting to know me a little bit more, of course, you know, I wanted to touch on astrology. I'm a Sagittarius, and that's, you know, for those that are just stepping into, hold on a second, my cat is up here and he is a mess, making noise. Okay. So for those that are just stepping into this or diving into astrology, because, you know, astrology is confusing as fuck. And shout out to the peeps like my homegirl Jasmine, who hosts over on the podcast, Tarot Coven Podcast, and Damn Fine TV. She is a genius with a lot of shit, but astrology is her jam. But I do recommend that you look into your birth chart, and I'm sure you have heard that term on social media or with your friends or around, you know, your people. But it's like a cosmic blueprint, like a screenshot of the skies, the planet, the stars, and the day and time that you were born, right? So it's like it gives you a shot of the sky the minute you were born. And, you know, I feel like if the moon can affect water, the ocean, you know, and it can affect a person, I feel like it can, the planets, you know, the stars, the asteroids can really affect us as well, and each play a part and a role in our life. It's just interesting. And each planet means something. And I can totally go in depth in all of this in future episodes, which I'm pretty sure I'm going to do. And like I said, I am not an expert. I have not taken any courses. But these are just things that I have journaled on, that I have learned over the years, and that have stuck with me and that works for me. But yeah, I'll be using those terms like moon sign and ascending later in future episodes. So, you know, it doesn't hurt to just know these things about yourself too, because you'll discover so much about yourself and you'll get a better understanding of why you are the way you are and like why other people are the way they are. Kinda. But the sign that you're born under is the sun sign. So my sun sign is Sagittarius, and the sun is like our ego, the core of ourselves, like our foundation, our personality. So, you know, my foundation is Sagittarius. The moon rules the night. It's like our, you know, it rules our emotions, our intuitions, our feelings, you know, who we keep hidden to the outside world. And my moon sign is Cancer, so I'm Cancer in that way, which makes a lot of sense, because for me, I'm very motherly to my family and friends. Like, I'm very overprotective and just emotional, and the moon affects me in so many different ways. And so I totally relate with that. And then my ascending sign, and the ascending is not a planet, and you know, I will go touch a little bit on that later on in another episode, but it's the face that you put on to others. Like when you first meet them and they don't know your sign yet, you know, it's like the mask you wear to the other people. And mine is Capricorn. So we have fire, Sagittarius, water, Cancer, earth, Capricorn. And I'm just, it's a lot, but I'm loving my three. So I would love to know your top three. You know, you can DM me on Instagram or you can send me an email. I'll link all of that down in the show notes. And if I do get an answer, you know, a response from you, I'll shout you out in the next episode and I'll pull a card for you and give you a little message. And that reading you'll be able to hear on that future episode. So you'll tune in. You'll have to tune into that episode to see if I pulled a card for you. And I'd love to hear and connect on your top three and see if I have any Sag risings or any fellow Sages or just any Capricorn risings. I would love to know, or any Cancer moons or just Cancer suns or just anybody. I love all of y'all because I just feel like the zodiac is just amazing. Okay, so hobbies. You already know I love tarot. But what else? You know, I do play with pendulums. I love channeling messages through stickers. I've always channeled messages with words. Like, even as a kid, I've always messed around with books and just used them as an oracle, like bibliomancy. I play with charms. I started the book thing in school. I remember in high school, I have a vivid memory of just flipping, using my textbooks for messages, because I've always felt like there were spirits around. Like, I've always felt like there was something or someone to connect to or to just provide a message for me. And so that's just kind of like just something I've been naturally drawn to since the beginning. And then like some of the things, and I also mentioned that I am a Reiki, I'm healer, I am certified Reiki master. I have taken a Metatron healing course, so I am a Metatron healing healer as well. And I will have an episode where I go into more detail of my services and what it all means and like the benefits of getting these healings. But I would love to know more about astrology. I mean, I will never stop learning. I'm always going to learn. That's something big for me. I'm always going to want to get into something and just see what I can learn and benefit from. I've always been interested in reading tea leaves, so that's something that I've been looking into. I make bath salts, healing salts, cleansing sprays. So for the days that you can't burn sage, especially at work, I bring sage spray to clear out them damn energies. I do pull cards at work for my people, so it's important to bring some sage spray. I love to dress candles and to do rituals and set up crystal grids, take baths, healing baths. Like, that's how I witch out, and meditate in my garden, meditate outside, go hiking and meditate and connect with Mother Earth, connect with spirits. I feel like I'm just constantly wanting to be connected to spirit and just tune into my intuition and get the guidance from my team. But my mundane hobbies would be the hiking, you know, walking my dog, hanging with my daughter and my family. I'm going to amusement parks. I love the beach and hiking through the redwoods. I really would love to see as many redwood parks as I can throughout California. That's just a goal of mine. And visit as many beaches as I can around California. And what I'm planning to get into, like, I really want to get into kayaking and archery. You know, my inner Sag really wants me to get into archery. I have been in the process of creating like a tarot deck that's like has keywords in the front but also has the reversals at the bottom, so if you get it the card in reverse, you'll be able to see the keywords and just help you. It's like a journaling tool to just help you learn. I pretty much have the cards all designed out. I just gotta do some finishing touches. I don't know where I'm going with it. It just started as like a project to just get my mental health in check and just get my thoughts elsewhere besides of some dark shit that was going on in my life. And it turned out to just be an amazing project that I would love to get sent to print and see where it goes. So more on that, you know, if you follow me on Instagram, I'm gonna be talking about it more. But yeah, those are a little bit some of my hobbies. I do want to get into roller skating as well. Hopefully I don't fall and break my ass, but we'll see. More to come. Hopefully next time I won't be in a wheelchair with a broken ass. So you all know I'm into tarot, and I'm pretty sure you want to know. I don't know if you want to know, but I'm going to let you know what my favorite card is in the tarot. And I feel like I've covered this in other episodes of the other podcast that I host on, but I decided to add it anyways on this show. I love the High Priestess, the Queen of Swords, Strength, and the Three of Swords. And I recently discovered I really like the Page of Wands, like that just fiery energy of the page, you know, that get it done. And I don't know, I just love it. That just enthusiastic feeling of the page, of the wands, I just really like that page. And the cards that are least my favorite is, I just don't like the association of the Hierophant with the Pope. I don't like that reference. Once I've heard that reference and I just can't unsee it, and I don't like it. I don't really resonate with conformed religion. If you do, that's totally fine. Like, I have no judgment. It just doesn't resonate with me. And so I just have a hard time connecting with this card. And sometimes, to be honest, this card comes up and it's a little tricky. And so it's not my favorite. I also don't really like the Nine of Cups, the Seven of Swords, Four of Pentacles annoys me. Sometimes, you know, these are just not my favorite cards that I can think of right now. And again, if you DM me or email me your favorites and least favorites, I will definitely shout you out on future episodes and pull cards for you and give you a reading on the show. And, you know, I wanted to throw in there my favorite suit of the tarot, which I have to say is the sword suit. And I know that's the difficult suit. Like, I hear a lot of card slingers say that that's their least favorite, but I don't know. I love that suit. I feel like it's like a transformation suit. Like, it's a suit of transformation, you know? Like, it's just something about the cloudy skies, the dark, the blue skies, like the lessons. I don't know. I just love that card. And I actually have a little tiny Three of Swords tattooed on my arm. So there's that. It follows me everywhere. That card shows up in my life in so many ways, and it's annoying. But it's okay. We've learned to love each other. But what about you, listeners? Like, what are your favorite cards? And you know what just popped in my head? What the fuck? Favorite decks? I almost said the other D word, but what is your favorite deck right now? If you are a card slinger, or beginning a card slinger, like, what is your favorite tarot deck at the moment? ATM. I would love to know. And like, again, I'll link that contact info down in the show notes. You can email me, IG. I just would love to hear and connect with you. And like I said, you'll get a shout out and a message from me and Spirit. But yeah, services. I am currently booking readings and I am currently booking healings. And you can do over on Instagram. And then you just have to send me a DM or send me an email. But I feel like it'll be better at DM and Instagram. So what is next? Well, I thought it would be kind of like obvious to start and go straight into reviewing the tarot cards. And like I had mentioned earlier, this podcast is not going to be just about tarot and spirituality. It's going to be about like my, like about TV and movies. And I would love to hear your favorite TV and movies so that I can, we can talk about it and incorporate that in the show. Cause I really want to hear what you are all listening to, watching as well, binging on. And we can talk about it and create episodes together on it. But I'm diving into a all-time favorite movie of mine. Like I said, I'm very much into horror slasher movies and that cheesy horror and stuff. So I'm going in with A Nightmare on Elm Street. I love A Nightmare on Elm Street. I love Freddy Krueger. My dog's name is Freddie Mercury Krueger. So I think I'm going to go with that. I feel like the supernatural horror was my gateway to this world. And I plan on diving into the characters of the movie, adding some tarot in the mix with some astro juiciness. Like, I even looked up Freddy Krueger's sun sign. Okay, I know this fool's moon sign. So, and it was surprised me a little bit. Did not expect his sun sign to be an earth sign. But anyways, I'll have to think about that a little bit more, but I plan on inviting guests on the show later on as well. Guests that I have in mind that can give you their perspectives on like their journey, mental health as well, their tarot insights, their healing insights, their podcasting insights. And I would love to hear yours as well. And I can mention them here on the show. I just feel like I'm truly thankful for having a platform like this where I can connect with people and just share my interests and just vibe and chill with you and get to know each other and help each other out and support each other, because sometimes it's hard, I feel like, to feel seen or to be heard. But I hear you, I see you, I love you. And until the next one, just stay awesome, Soul Fam. I love you. Ciao.